Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. I've got another story for you. It's November. November is a month that, in my opinion, doesn't get enough appreciation. It gets cold outside and it gets rainy. It's not as pretty as October here in Tennessee. And it doesn't have Christmas like December, or the New Year like January, or Valentine's Day like February. Well, maybe it's a little like February. Because November does have a holiday, it has Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important holiday in the United States. I remember when I was a kid, my parents would make a lot of food, and my grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins would come to our house. Now, my parents are gone. The only other family I have in Haytown is my gran, who lives at a retirement home called Golden Pastures. That's where I'm going to have Thanksgiving this year, actually, with my gran at her retirement home called Golden Pastures. Thanksgiving comes on a Thursday, the fourth Thursday of November. And schools close at 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday before. And all of Thursday and Friday, they're closed too. Well, that Wednesday before Thanksgiving at school is a rare thing. A half day of school. And for me, a half day of work. There's a really special feeling on that day. It's an excitement at having some free time coming, but it feels like almost better for going to school because the short day makes it feel so easy. So I was in a good mood that day. It was cold and rainy outside, but it was warm inside with the heaters on. The kids were laughing in the hallways, waving at me. I think I know every kid's name in the school. They're great kids. It makes you so happy to be around kids, acting crazy and laughing, full of energy. It makes me remember what it felt like to be a kid. I still have a lot of that feeling in me. It's the best way to see the world, like a kid, when you're just in awe, you know, of what a beautiful thing this life is. I was having these kinds of thoughts as the kids left for the Thanksgiving break. They were getting on the buses and I was cleaning up. As I was cleaning, I noticed a magic marker on the ground, a Crayola magic marker. It was green, a green magic marker. For some reason, I bent over and picked it up. I opened the cap, which made a little popping sound. I remembered that sound from when I used these same magic markers when I was a kid. Usually when I find old markers and crayons and pens and pencils, I put them in a box in the art classroom. There's a big box of all the mixed up art materials in there. And I did that with this one too, but I guess it was just the good feeling of the day and feeling that child still alive inside me that would not let me stop thinking about that magic marker. I really wanted a brand new box of those same magic markers for me. You know, those markers, they come in a box of 8 colors. Red, yellow, blue, orange, brown, purple, black, and green. And they're not expensive. I can afford that for myself. So, as I started to drive home, I stopped at the grocery store where I know they sell those kind of markers. And I found the box. It was all perfect and new. Took it in my hand, paid for it, and brought it home. My dog, Shelby, was greeting me at the door, and I went in and returned her greeting. When I was petting her, I dropped the box of markers on the floor. Shelby looked down at them, smelled them, and looked back up at me. I said, "Do you want to go outside and draw with me?" She wagged her tail. "That means yes." "Okay," I said. "Let me find my drawing book and we'll go." We went outside. It was windy. Shelby peed and scratched the ground, and I looked around wondering what I could draw. I noticed the young oak tree in my backyard. When I moved into this house, that tree was pretty small, maybe as wide as, I don't know, my leg. But now, it was bigger than my leg. It wasn't a huge tree yet, but it was definitely bigger than it had been. It only had a few more leaves left on it, and they were mostly golden yellow. They were blowing off in the wind. I thought, I'll sit down here and draw that young oak tree. And I did. I sat there for about an hour, trying to follow the shape of the trunk, the branches, the leaves that kept blowing off. It was really difficult. And though I was paying very close attention, the different parts of the tree didn't quite come together like the real thing. I thought, well, this picture isn't really good, but I'm having fun drawing, and that's all that's important. Well, when I had drawn a more or less complete tree shape, I decided I would stop and take Shelby for her walk. She seemed not to understand why we weren't walking, but just sitting in the backyard, and I was ready for a walk too. It was a beautiful November afternoon, almost already getting dark. I carried the markers and my drawing book with me. It felt so good to know that I was going to have a few days off and Thanksgiving with my grandmother. We had a great walk and came home to have dinner. I made some ramen noodles and, well, you know, Shelby always eats dog food. While I was eating, I looked back at the drawing I'd made. I thought it was actually really good. The tree did look like the young oak tree in my backyard, though not exactly. But I was surprised that it looked as good as it did when I had thought that it was so bad before. So that's the story of this beautiful November Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Next time, I'll tell you about Thanksgiving with my grandmother. Thanks for listening, everybody, to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.